He's taking no nonsense from me this morning. 0845 955 678. 17 minutes past 9. Sinn Féin has capitulated by signing up to an anti-worker budget. This is the scathing assessment by the SDLP leader, Alistair MacDonald, after Sinn Féin backed next year's draft budget. The SDLP MLA, Alex Atwood, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen. And Daphne certainly gave you as good as she got.
Yeah, she did. Don't be thinking you'll be doing the same. Sinn Féin's
had a high standard.
John O'Dowd with us today. Good morning to you, John. John.
Good morning, Stephen.
So tell them how they've capitulated, Alex.
Well, isn't it as clear as the nose on your face? Sinn Féin have been touring the country saying stop the Tory cuts. And now, out of the blue, under pressure from Treasury, having a trap been sprung on Sinn Féin through this Treasury letter, which says you're only getting £100 million this year if you give us a satisfactory budget for next year. And the DUP and Treasury worked together to spring that trap, and Sinn Féin, in the face of that, had no alternative, as I see it, to capitulate. So stop the Tory cuts became let's buy the Tory cuts. And the consequence of that is that in this year, there's going to be redundancies, pay freezes and cuts. And in the next 2, 3 and 4 years, there's going to be more of the same. You can't square that circle, Sinn Féin. Either you stand against the Tory cuts or you surrender in the face of them. And it is as clear as the time of day what the outcome was last week.
I'm sure John O'Dowd will want to speak to you.
Well, these comments are based on an article by Alistair MacDonald on the blog site Slugger O'Toole, and I've read the article a number of times, and there's a number of factual inaccuracies in it which need to be set straight. Firstly, Alistair states that while the SDLP voted against the budget, they voted for the budget, the draft budget, to go out to public consultation. That is factually incorrect. They did not vote for the budget to go out to public consultation. They voted down the draft budget and the public consultation on it without offering an alternative. Secondly, the article states that the only department in the draft budget to get a raise is data. That's factually inaccurate because the health department is getting a £200 million raise, and how they missed that is beyond me. They also then criticise Sinn Féin for accepting a £100 million loan from the Treasury. Now, we're on record as saying we wanted that as a straight cash transfer. But let's look at where that money went. £60 million of that went to the health department. £30 million of it went to policing, justice and public safety, and £10 million went to other departments, including the department you've been discussing previously, DRD, as well. So is the SDLP suggesting that money shouldn't have been distributed that?
Alex?
The other point, this is my last point on this. This myth that the Treasury set the deadline of October for the budget is not factually accurate either. Because when you come back from the 1st of April 2015 and you work your way back, you have to set your budget, draft budget, in around this time of year. If you want to go out to public consultation and you want to have a budget in place early in the new year to allow departments to plan for the next financial year.
Alex?
So that's the time scale you were working to.
Go on, Alex.
This is the second time I've been on your programme in the last few days with John. And for the second time in a few days, John is again failing to answer the key questions. Is there going to be redundancies? Yes, there is. Is there going to be baseline cuts left, right and centre in government? Yes, there is. Is there likely...
Well, why ask the questions and answer?
If the DUP get their way, pay freezes, yes, there is. And that's the reality of this budget.
And yet, John O'Dowd, you said you would stand up to the DUP.
I'm going to answer Alex's questions now, but I was correcting the inaccuracy.
Yes, and we've done that.
In the SDLP leader's blog, which I think is important to correct, and I note that Alex didn't come back to me on any of those points.
I will.
In relation to the draft budget, the SDLP, and I will answer Alex's question, the SDLP article is entitled, "We Can Have a Fair But Tough Budget." A fair but tough budget. We cannot spend money we do not have. It's not a case of us cutting services and handing money back to anyone, whether it be the Troika, the EU, or anyone else. We do not have the money to spend at this stage, and we are in negotiations with the British government, as are other parties in Oranda. In relation to the recent days, and you've covered this in your show, but the DUP proposal to cut somewhere in the region of 10,000 public sector jobs to finance a transfer of corporation taxes to the Assembly is unacceptable to us. Simply unacceptable. And the transfer of
if it's unacceptable, are you going to support the unions who are going out on strike because of it?
Well, and I've said this to you before, the unions are perfectly entitled to ballot their workers to go out on strike, and their workers are perfectly entitled to go on strike. I have suggested that we use the next 8 weeks to respond to the draft budget, that we work together collectively as a civic society and a political representative both in terms of putting pressure on the British government about their overall block grant, but also in region.
But you'd be be supporting the workers going out on strike. But if the workers were going out on strike over the budget, it's your budget that's going out on strike, so you can't support the workers.
We have a draft budget currently.
Which you agreed to. Which you agreed to.
Yes, I've agreed to a draft budget going out to public consultation.
Right, but you've agreed to the essence of the draft budget. It's your proposal. It's a joint proposal, isn't it?
I'm not denying that in any way.
And Martin McGuinness has said
nowhere in the draft budget does it suggest that 10,000 public sector workers should be paid off to pay for the transfer of corporation tax.
Well, how else are you going to pay for a corporation tax cut?
Well, first of all, we have to get the powers, if Westminster is going to agree to transfer the powers, and then we have to discuss how and if we would finance it and on what level we would set corporation.
But the point is this, John. The DUP proposals are the only show in town at the moment. At least they've got proposals. What are your proposals for how you would pay for a corporation tax cut?
They are perfectly entitled to have proposals in around corporation tax. That does not make them the only show in town. It is not part of the draft budget discussions. Corporation tax will not be devolved for at least... the powers may be devolved in the short term, but the use of those powers is several years away. It will form part of any discussions in relation to the next budgetary period of 2016 moving towards 2020. So the discussions around that are premature, though it's quite right and proper that people should discuss how we would finance that going.
But let me just get this right so that we're clear. Are you saying that if the only way to corporation rate tax cut is public sector redundancy, Sinn Féin is saying no?
Yes. I'm affirming your no.
Stephen, can I just make these points? The first thing is that what John has just said about how to fund corporation tax, I think people will take that with a huge pinch of salt, because 2 weeks ago they were saying stop the Tory cuts, and then they accept them, and now they're saying they're not going to accept redundancies. You watch, just as the DUP and Treasury have wiped their eye on this budget, they'll wipe their eye on future budget. Sinn Féin will again cave in. They should go, everybody should go, and spend 5 minutes looking at the Treasury letter that Sinn Féin and the DUP accepted 3 weeks ago, when the British government said to the DUP and Sinn Féin, this is a stand and deliver moment. Either you give us a satisfactory budget for next year, or you don't get your £100 million for this year.
And what, Alex Atwood, are the SDLP's techniques, ideas to balance the books?
Okay, so Alice MacDonald says we need to be tough. I'll tell you what we're going to be tough on. We're going to be tough on £80 million being managed by the Sinn Féin and DUP First and Deputy First Minister, which in great part is going to their favoured Loyalist and Republican projects. Secondly, we'll be tough on the Harbour Commission, the most profitable organisation in the North, who don't give any of their profit back into the public purse. We'll be tough on saying that after all the missed opportunities for the last 4 and 5 years to do All Ireland Health do All Ireland Health in a way that protects services and concentrates services, perhaps and reduce money. That's what being tough is. Not tough is different from Sinn Féin caving in and being soft on Treasury tactics.
Well, I think people should always read documents and should read the detail of them, because it's clear the FCLP haven't read the detail of the draft budget, because when they state in their leader's address that the only department to get a raise is Derry, and when in fact health is getting over £200 million, it's clear they haven't read the budget, the draft budget in detail. But the proposals Alec has set out in front of you there, the two costed proposals, the money in relation to social investment, which goes into socially deprived areas,
that loyalist and Republican group, and I think everybody knows it. Loyalists, Alec,
it used to be the Conservative Party that labelled organisations and then labelled them and took away money from them. Don't you follow them down that road. So those groups that are working...
When I was Social Development Minister, I made sure that millions of pounds went in the socially deprived areas on a fair and equitable basis.
You want me to answer the question, Alec?
You have presided
you
over
want me to answer the question?
Certain organisations on a favoured basis. Is that
Alec.
Good politics?
Well, let him answer.
Let me answer the question.
Let him answer.
Let me answer the question, Alec. You've been looking for answers all morning. I'm going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you a couple of answers.
About time, John.
So the social investment fund is £80 million. It's reckoned that you can take £40 million out of the harbour, Commissioner. Alec hasn't given a figure on terms of cross-border healthcare, but doubtless there is money to be saved there in better cooperation across the border in terms of healthcare. Though that hasn't been improving over the years, but quite clearly it could improve further. But the two costed elements Alec has given us is £120 million. Our budget.
So in the space of 5 minutes,
our shortfall in the budget, Alec.
You concede that we.
Alec, do you want the answers or not?
£100 million.
Let him finish.
Let's spend an hour and we'll save £500 million.
Let him finish.
Alec, the two costs of proposals.
You are putting money into deep holes that are not going to get the return, and you're not going after the money, haven't been going after it for the last 4 or 5 years, despite the FCLP advice about where revenue can be raised.
Okay.
This is a panic button.
Stephen, are you hosting this show or is Alec hosting it?
I'm hosting the show. Let him finish. Go ahead, John.
Yes, right. So let me finish my point. So the two costed proposals before us from Alec will garner £120 million. We have a shortfall in our budget of somewhere in the region of £800 million for 15-16. Now, even with the proposal, and I'm fully supportive of it, and I've been an advocate for many years of greater cooperation across the border in healthcare, it will take several years to realise savings from that. So Alec has identified £120 million, £80 million of what he wants to take out of socially deprived areas. He now has to go away and find another £700 million and decide where areas of the budget he's going to take that from and what are other areas he's going to invest that in. Because that's what the draft budget consultation process is.
You keep on talking about the draft budget consultation. This is it.
It's not it.
What do you mean it's not? It is it.
I was up for questions in the Assembly yesterday.
Best deal possible, Martin said. Best deal possible. Can you reconcile telling people of Northern Ireland, as you send out a draft budget, that it's the best deal possible? Explain that to people today.
Stop talking for two seconds, John. Have you stopped?
It was the point I was going to make to you, John, which is the reason I'm saying it is because Martin McGuinness has already said this is as good as it gets.
What Martin McGuinness was referring to was the publication of a draft budget.
Go back to the words. He wasn't. You know he wasn't.
Stephen, seriously now, I think Alec's after your job. You need to watch him very carefully because he would slip into your job very, very quickly and then you'd be out of work.
Martin McGuinness said anyone who thinks it can get better is in la-la-la.
Right.
Not those exact words, but that's what he meant.
Right. And well, so if you let me talk uninterrupted for 30 seconds, I will explain it.
Good.
This was immediately following an executive meeting where three of the executive parties had voted down the publication of a draft budget. The point Martin was making was that this is the best deal we have and we should go out to a public consultation on a draft budget. Throughout the executive meeting, it was made plain time and time again, both by Martin, myself and the Finance Minister, that we were entering a consultation phase. I was up for question time yesterday in the Assembly on education matters, and I stated on several occasions that I will be engaging with the Finance Minister and my executive colleagues about the education budget, because I believe that there is grounds for an uplift to that draft budget.
So when Martin McGuinness said, and he's only the Deputy First Minister, the best deal possible, what bit of that am I not understanding? The best deal possible.
You're taking it out of the context of other ministers were voting down a draft budget, which meant that the executive had no alternative, had no alternative proposals from any of the other parties. There was no alternative budget, a draft budget, on the table from the other parties. There was a draft budget from the finance minister at that time, and Martin McGuinness says this is the best deal possible to go out to public consultation. So you can take Martin's words out of context and try and use them, but be under no illusions. Martin and I and Sinn Féin are fully aware we are at the draft budget stage, and this consultation is real and people should be making their views known on it. Alec has identified £120 million. He has to now go away and find another £700 million.
Just while you're with us, the story we've done about the streetlights, there are around 14,500 streetlights faulty in Northern Ireland and they're now not being fixed. What's your view on that, John?
Well, firstly, you need to get the DRD minister on the phone and talk to him about that. And you need to ask him why he voted against extra money going to his department, both during the October monitoring round and the June monitoring round. Because I voted for more money to go to DRD. He voted against it.
Okay. John, thank you. Morning to you.